We have moved from seeing Christ just as a spirit to seeing Christ the wife as glorified flesh and bones. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. No longer just in spirit in this twinkling of an eye, 'cause I'm walking and I'm talking as the Lamb's wife, glorified and giving forth the water of life. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. We have moved from seeing Christ just as a spirit to seeing Christ the wife as glorified flesh and bones. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. No longer just in spirit in this twinkling of an eye, 'cause I'm walking and I'm talking as the Lamb's wife, glorified and giving forth the water of life. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. The real glorified wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Enjoyed that song too, didn't you? Praise the Lord. Well, we just praise God today for such a beautiful day here in Dawsonville. Amen. And the sun's shining brightly and cool for all the years on the way. Amen. Fact is, I think officially today or tomorrow one will be the beginning. Praise the Lord. So, beginning of fall. Amen. Maybe it's the beginning of something new for us too. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We just thank him for all the good things he's doing for us. Amen. And the Bible says he can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or even think. Praise the Lord. So we serve a great God today. Amen. So I have my hands laid on the Bible here. It's full of scriptures. We could start many, many places in the scripture here. And begin to read. And many good things would come out. But we like to get the thought of the Lord. What would be good for the time that we're living in. And we realize all the word of God is not contained in the Bible. The Bible tells basically what's going to happen and so on and so forth. And that's good. I like to know. We know what's going to happen. We see the war in the Middle East there. That's taking place now. We see the great miracle of Israel taking back all of our land. And we don't know how it's all going to work out, the quickness of it, or how, but it'll be in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. God will work things according to his plan, just like he's doing for the wife of the Lamb. We have a message that we preached sometime back called The Work of the God and the Work of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe. Amen. And many times the work of God goes on in a natural realm, like the setting the nations in place and getting all that done. And just what's taking place we see in the Middle East now. Amen. But then there's the working of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's with the spirit and soul of the saints and the body. Well, it has been through time, coming through time, soul and spirit. But now, amen, it's in the body. So today I'm going to think, I believe I'll take a little thought here. The miracle of becoming the glorified flesh, the miracle of becoming the glorified wife of the Lamb. Yes, the miracle of becoming the glorified wife of the Lamb. Amen. So I just praise God for all his goodness. And there's a great miracle taking place. And the thing it is, we see a miracle, God doing a miracle. And the miracle we'll soon see, it'll bring complete fulfillment to what God's doing, see. Amen. But then there's another miracle, and that's taking place within us. Amen. The wife of the Lamb, that has nothing to do with Israel taking the land, so on. That's only God's watch, your timepiece, we'll say, instead of watch, timepiece. And it tells what time it is. And the time, it just says, we're right then now. God's bringing everything to a climax. He's bringing to pass what has been set in motion. And so be not amazed at what we're going to see here. Amen. Or don't be too surprised or something, because you're going to see things that you haven't saw before. Just as you're seeing things in the Word of God for the wife of the Lamb that you haven't saw before. Amen. Hadn't been preached in this manner, that there is a message that produced glorified flesh and bone on the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the message hadn't been here before. It hadn't been preached before. So it's something that coming fresh from the throne, really. That's the saying we used to have. This came straight from the throne. Amen. That means it's not just a quoting of a scripture, but it means there's a inspired thought go behind what you said. Amen. So as we look at the situations today, we see many things taking place, and we can see it in the natural as well as the spiritual. But our main aim and concern is that it's in the spiritual, producing glorified flesh and bone for the wife, even though we know that's going to be taking place at the same time, see. And it is. So we see that part. It's easy to see that part because it's out here in the open, in the natural. But when we look at a people that's becoming glorified flesh and bone, amen, that's a work that you don't see a whole lot going on till you see it right before your wondering eye. Amen. And it's hard for a lot of people to get the realization that we have come into a new era of time. Amen. We've come through the restoration, so on like that, of the virgin back, restored back, amen, till the marriage. See, there's a marriage. We took the little book and ate the little book. Then that produced another moving of God, amen, and that eating that little book definitely produced that glorified flesh and bone, see. Hallelujah. So that's where we're at today. So the miracle of becoming glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's one of the things we want to look at. But while we're looking at it, we're going to drop in time to time and show how God's working in other ways. Amen. God has given his wife a son. Amen. And now he's going to give Israel back the land. that he gave to Abraham. And God told Abraham, everywhere the sole of his feet touched. And then he confirmed it again in Jacob, I believe. Amen. And how he brought it all in, kept the promise alive. He made it so that we'd be sure to know that although Abraham's not here in the physical, amen, and Judas not here in the physical, or any of the other members of the original members of the 12 sons of Jacob, amen, which was Israel, not any of them are here, but the promise was passed on down. And the promise is just as real today to the modern day Jews, amen. And the 12 tribes is there, glory to God, just like God said. And it's not important for us to know, and probably not important for them to know exactly what tribe they belong to. If they're Abraham's seed, glory to God, the real seed of Abraham, then it'll all work out right. And then, of course, the Bible says all Jews are not Jews. Some of them are renegades, just like the Gentiles. But there are the people that believe God's word, believe God's promise, and on both sides, we'd say, on the working of God and the working of his son. What was the title of that message that we preached there? On the working of yes, God's working and his son's working, and the working don't conflict one with the other. Amen. So this is right now we see that in broad open daylight, we'd say. We see God's working, and those that are part of the wife of the Lamb, they see the working of the Lord Jesus Christ in producing his wife, glorified flesh and bone, see. Amen. Glory to God. And we use it sometimes the same way that God did with Adam and Eve. God took a rib from Adam, created Eve, and took that feminine part out and put in Eve, and it didn't hinder all the rest of God's working everywhere else. Amen. So God's so big, and he got so much going on. Amen. And we don't concern ourselves with all that. We don't concern ourselves with what place each planet is placed. And there's people that's able maybe to take and know the time by looking at the planets, because God's time clock is perfect. Amen. And the way he works, he got certain time clocks. And we see them working out. And some people I remember when Brother Brown was born. Amen. I don't personally remember when he was born, but I remember the story that when he was born, his mother said a light came in at the window. And then when he grew up a little bit, from time to time, he would see visions, see certain things. And his mother at one time thought he was just a nervous child and maybe see things. But then later on in life, they become more real and stronger, and he saw what he saw came to pass. Amen. And he was on the bus once traveling, and a lady come up and said, did you know you were born under a sign? There was a light when you were born, and says, you got a gift from God. And all. And so he just kind of pushed away, because he didn't want nothing to do with that, because she was doing it by a different type spirits, say. Amen. But here God's working, and it's now we see how it lays in this word. Sometimes I'll start in Genesis, in the beginning. God created this, God created. Now, when that beginning was, we don't know. It could be some billions of years ago, we don't really know. And we're not really concerned, because with God, there's no day, no night, and with God, there's no time. And he's always been. And I know that's deep, and don't try to figure it out, that he's always been, see. Amen. That's eternal. And we have always been in his thoughts, in his mind. Amen. He started off his creation, that Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God in the human family, like that. That's what he thought about first in his mind, Amen. As he started his family, praise the Lord. So when he started the natural realm of it through Adam and Eve, amen, he went down some of those same areas, you know. Amen. We don't try to type out everything. And the fact is, I'm not a typologist too much, because if I try to type a lot, I don't always come out exactly, because some of the things that's written don't type out exactly. Amen. And it could be that has already taken place or hadn't taken place. And then it could be that that's not my ministry is typing out and so on like that. But we are so happy to be here today. Amen. And see the things and know the things that God's doing. Amen. Amen. It's getting greater and greater. Every day. Every day is a miracle day now. Hallelujah. And it's just wonderful. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done. And it's even more wonderful what he's doing now. Hallelujah. Because he's getting the people together that can hear a voice. And God brought that voice in as a trumpet. Amen. The last trump. When the last trumpet sound, you know, there would be a message go forth, sweep out, and it would give redemption to the body, not just to the soul, because that was taking place all down through the church ages and all. That's why the body went to the earth and decayed away. Amen. But then here come a message. Amen. When God brought them back to earth, the saints, it tells about that in 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter verse 14, that God sent them with him. Amen. And sent those spirits. And why would they come back to this earth? Amen. They come to hear a message. Glory to God. And that's why they're with us today. Amen. Although unseen, amen, we know that the words of God says certain things, and we always come to pass. And God said that he sent them back. Amen. Amen. So they came back. And that's what's taking place out here in another realm. As we take on glorified flesh and bone, so are those tabernacles. I believe it's called spiritual tabernacles. Amen. That look just like they will in their body that had become a word body, see. Amen. So all those things, and there's a lot of mysteries. And one thing about the Word of God makes it interesting. Amen. You can read it today and maybe a couple of days later, or maybe even the same day, go back and get it and read it and find things you didn't see just right. And you didn't see all the details of it. And the same way about this word that's being written now. Sometimes I'll pick up one of the older books, and one that's not been written too far back, and read it, and I'll say, man, this is good, you know. And we'll see how God worked it out. And then we thank God for giving us some good helpers. Amen. And we got my wife Barbara here. She's usually do the structure of the sentence. But then he's got another servant there, a handmaiden, Sister Leah Frugie, and she's good putting the commas in and so on like that. And then when we get through, it starts right here, usually, and start behind pulpit, start by preaching, then go from there on recording, and then from recording on to print, and then from print, we go over it several times, reading it, and each time we go, we find something good and new, plus we find somewhere where that maybe we left out a word or so on like that, and it's just a lot of work and a lot of joy to it. Amen. Because when you get through, I mean, after you go through a session of that, it really lifts you up in the spirit. Glory to God. Why? because that is what God is doing now. See, he's bringing the sunlight's coming on that part of the Word. Now, it's just like a day dawning. Starts early in the morning. Come through like the church age and so on like that. And come on through. Amen. But as the day goes on, you see more and more. I like to get up early in the morning, fairly early, and watch the sunrise. Amen. And looking out the window, you can see some things out through the field, but it's not the visible good there. But as the sun comes up, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. Amen. So I just praise God. Amen. I praise God for the animals, especially like the deers and so on like that. There came two through the yard the other day. Amen. And I just love to see those things, how that God fixed those things up. And it's amazing to me how they survive. Amen. But they do, and they keep reproducing and reproducing, and God just knows how to do things. And that's what we praise God about. And this glorified Word, see, he knows how to take and convert our human flesh into glorification. Amen. We used to talk about this corrupted flesh, you know, and something of that nature. But now as we see that this very body is becoming the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, his wife, see, the feminine part. And then if we look further in the Word, begin to study the Word and see how God reveals it, we can't see it until the sunlight comes upon it. And when the sunlight comes upon the Word, we can see it so clearly. And the sunlight has come upon some Word that Christ in his being is both masculine and feminine. Amen. There's a masculine part that took its permanent place in the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Amen. So that's the thing about it. And then as he came forth, he didn't get married. Amen. But when once he come forth and became a mediator and so on through the church ages, like we see that he was making intercession and the high priest and so on. But then here in the last days, amen, we see the Christ, and we begin to see him in a clear way, and we find out it's just not him. Amen. It's if we could use the word, it's them. Amen. And that, see, he part and the she part of Christ would say. Amen. And we see those things, and we see it right here, right now, and it's become very understanding that we are the wife of the Lamb. And oh, how beautiful. My wife made that song up about I told you the week, and I don't want to be repetitious, but this is coming handy here real good. Was saying, got through preaching, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is he, you know. And my wife cut out saying, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful is she. Amen. So that went in there real good. So that shows the she part of Christ and the he part of Christ. And those are some of the things, see, that the sunlight of God is shining upon, that you normally don't just read the Bible and those things just fly out at you. It won't until the time come, amen, for God to manifest it here in living, breathing, walking, and talking human flesh, and that being glorified human flesh. Amen. Glory to God. So that's where we're at today. It's a very, very good place we're dwelling in. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the glory of God is just falling all around and falling in a way unlike what we see in Pentecostalism. God first let this come forth in a outward way that if somebody was healed or somebody received the Holy Ghost, that the fullness of Christ or something, amen, to speak in tongues and really, really carry on for a good while. Amen. But if they failed to walk on, they soon went back out to the world and pretty much forgot it. But God didn't stop moving. Yeah. Amen. He's just bringing feminine part more and more. And now he's putting emphasis on her. And she is beginning to shine forth. Amen. And it's beginning to be realized among the wife of the Lamb that there's a she part of Christ. Amen. And she's the Christ. Amen. She, and we have to convert that to we now. See, we're coming into this area of time as the more sunlight. We are the wife of the Lamb. See. Hey, so as more sunlight come on, we have to drop that off. She is, unless we're referring to somebody else, see. But we're not referring to somebody else. We're referring to ourselves as the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And becoming glorified flesh and bone as we go along, while those that he brought with him, amen, are taking on glorified flesh and bone at the same rate. And when we get to a certain place together, we'll be all glorified saints of God. Hallelujah. So that's the thing, be the wife of the Lamb. And the thing about it is that God has revealed to me, and I've mentioned it the last couple of weeks, about the other saints that don't see what we see. And don't understand what we understand. But the point being now is that those saints, we realize they have their place as well as we have our place. And if we try to deny them their place, then we're getting out of the will of God, see. Amen. But what we do, we recognize God's doing something for them, and we accept them for that. Someone say, I just can't see that. Like a brother I told you about said, why does Brother Ben talk about the why so much? Why don't he talk about the church? So I like to hear people talk about the church. Said, I'm part of the church, and I like to hear people talk about the church. Well, that's all right. That's for them. Amen. But just talk about the church without knowing why it is. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, she's that special one that he's putting emphasis on now. Just like of all the nations, God set the nations in place. We find that in Genesis. Amen. And the United States, he set this nation in place. But there's always been one nation, amen, that God chose of all of earth, all the places on the earth, and that's the land of Israel. Amen. And it got overrun and so on because they got away from God just like the church ages. Went off and had to be brought back. Amen. Then here in this last day, God brought Israel back home. And the prophet said that they'll go home on the wings of an eagle. That was some of the Jews were reluctant to come home, reluctant to get on an airplane. No, they weren't about to get on. Well, one of them rabbis stood up, said, our prophet said when the people come home, they'll come home on the wings of an eagle. Amen. Said, let's get on them wings of the eagle and go home. And they got on the plane then. Amen. So that's the way God's moving. And he has done it without a lot of fanfare. Amen. And so that's where we're at today. We're just rejoicing. We're happy as can be. And some of us here, older people, have come through all many of these different phases. Amen. And many stopped. Amen. Many made a denomination. And I'll tell you a little story here. A man came to me. He's talking about... He was Church of God, see. I believe it was, or something of that nature. And he was telling me, we got a retirement plan, and when you get when you get too old to preach and you get so you can't preach anymore, said, what's going to happen? Who's going to take care of you? Said, you need to come over and join up with us, because we got a program in our church that when the preachers retire or become disabled or something, then we pick up and carry right on with their salary and see that they're taken care of and all that. Said, if you don't belong to a church, a denomination, then what are you going to do? Are you going to become a beggar or something? And something of that nature, he was saying. Amen, said, but right now you're still, it's been a few years back, right now you're still young enough to get in and join up with us, and there's a guarantee that we'll be taken care of, you know, so we don't have to worry about all those things. Well, I tell you, I don't know of a better guarantee than what God said. He'll meet all of our needs. Amen. He didn't say if you'll join a denomination and get preaching license with a certain preacher or something, that you'll be all right. Amen. I believe we're all right trusting in him. There's no one we can trust in greater than him. And David spoke about that in his Psalms, and Solomon spoke about it. Even back there, how God would take care. And David said, I've never saw the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. But God will always supply the need. And I believe it was Paul said, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think. And here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord, just praising God. And daily, amen, we're taking on glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. And one of these days, that change is going to be total completed. Amen. And then that phase of it will be over, see. Glory to God. Amen. So that's where we're at now in this plan of God. And so as you look, cast your eyes towards the Middle East, amen, yes, it's in the natural realm, but those are God's people. Not necessarily the people of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're God's people. Amen. And many of them will go into the millennium, amen, to repopulate the nation of Israel as natural people, God's people. They won't necessarily get the born again and so on like that. Amen. That phase of this workings will be over at the beginning of the millennium. Amen. Because we're going to millennia, the death sentence is ripped away. And this message, rip it away. Amen. Amen. Take the curse off. Amen. Hallelujah. And as it rips it away, then the millennia start. I'm talking here strictly natural people, not those that are necessarily born again, but good moral people that honor the moral laws of God and so on, that God will allow to live in that millennium. Amen. They'll live the full 1,000 years, see. No man's ever lived that long yet, because God said, the day you eat thereof, that day you'll die. Amen. And Methuselah, he tried to outdo the odds. We'll just say it like that. He got 969 years. Amen. And then death came his way. Amen. Keeping in what the word of God said. Glory to God. But then we go into this place where after the great white throne judgment, there's eternity lies before us. And they'll go into the eternity, the natural mortal people will, and till the earth and keep it up. They'll live in the natural realm, and they'll be children of God straight up and down, we'll say. Amen. And the devil will be bound. Well, the devil will be cast in the lake of fire, be destroyed. And you talk about a wonderful time. That's the natural people. Now, some of my people, they love gardening, and they love those things real well. Well, God put certain love in people to care for the earth and take care of the earth and so on like that. But we know that all things are out of kilter now. But at the beginning of the millennium, God's going to straighten it back up. God's going to make everything that's wrong right. Amen. And it'll go through 1,000 years, so beautiful, so wonderful. It'll be like eternity, but there's got to be a trial for those people that was born and raised, amen, before going off into eternity. Amen. That's why God'll turn the devil loose for a little season. He'll go forth to try to deceive those that's born and raised in the millennia that's never known a trial, that's never known a temptation. Amen. And those things like that. But that thing, when God turned the devil loose and they be tried, then all the decision will have been made by then. Glory to God. Those that went with the devil, the devil will get them and try to go up and overthrow God's camp, overthrow the throne of God, overthrow the kingdom. Amen. Then he'll come fire down from heaven. Here's the great God stepping in. Amen. All right, son, you brought it this far. Amen. And the Bible says he'll deliver the kingdom back to God who gave it. Amen. And God will judge, and they'll be cast in the lake of fire, all the sinners, the devil, and those that fail to keep God's law. And they'll go right off into eternity then, after the destruction of all evil, never again will the earth dwellers ever know anything about sin or anything like that. Amen. And now that's the way it is with the wife of the Lamb. See, glory to God. God's given her a new body. The song says, we'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, we'll have a new life. Well, we always thought that would be when we got up out of the ground. Amen. Those that went down, glory to God. But the thing is, those that went in the ground, they become part of the earth and stay part of the earth. Here God sent a message with Rehob, took a Rehob from the side of Christ, of Jesus, we'd say, amen, who could not take a wife until, now notice this is an important thing, could not take a wife until after he died on the cross for her sins. Amen. Went down and preached spirits in prison for about 3 days or so. And then he'll raise from the dead. He'll come forth. He'll come back to that body. And that body will then be glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Now that's what we in this time that we're living in become one with. See? Amen. We become one with that body that has become glorified flesh and bone. And so the miracle of taking on of the wife, what they call that now, the miracle of becoming the glorified wife of the Lamb. That's what it is. See, you're married to him. Glory to God, with a spiritual marriage. Hallelujah, which is what we use that word because Jesus didn't come. Yeah, by proxy marriage. Amen. We become one with him, and therefore we become glorified flesh and bone. See, hallelujah. And therefore we're at today, just rejoicing in the Lord, just praising God, just honoring him. Amen. And it puts such joy in our soul that we can hardly sit here. Glory to God. But while he's putting that joy in our soul, he's changing these vile bodies, we'd say. Amen. We used to use that word quite often, vile bodies. But in this later days, we find out that once he takes it and claim it, amen, the Bible says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. So it puts it in a different category. Amen. So our body is not necessarily vile. Amen. Because glorified flesh and bone is not vile. See? Amen. So that's where all that comes in at. And here we are today having to make decisions and having to change our mentality. And, you know, mentality is hard to change. You know, they say it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. That's what they're saying about trying to get somebody to change. But we don't try to get anybody to change, but the Holy Spirit change them. Amen. Change us. Amen. Our mentality has changed. We begin to think glorified flesh and bone. We begin to think, amen, death, where's your victory? Amen. So we see those things are has come among us. Amen. And we've become part of it, and it's something to glorify God about. Amen. And it's something that is a reality. Amen. We got to accept the fact this is a reality. Things will never be the same as they used to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God's plan, as you look at it from the next few years here, amen, and we don't know how long we'll be in, but we know the 70th week of Daniel is 7 years. That's this side of the beginning of the millennia, and just after it ends in the last 3.5 years of it is the Great Tribulation, and that we'll never go back the other way. All those things, everything is changing, and it's changing for us that we keep our mentality straight. We know where we were going, and all these things are so wonderful. So we can sing, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is he. And then my wife was saying, beautiful, beautiful is she. And both of us are 100% right. Amen. Amen. So we just praise the good Lord. Amen. And we praise God for this book here. We've always, here in the country folks, we always call it the good book. The good book says this, and the good book says that. And most of the time, folks just think of a scripture that says a certain thing, and it might not have been specifically applying to that. But they'll say, the good book says thus and thus and thus. But now, God has put the word here in living form. Amen. Breathing, walking, talking word. Hallelujah. And it's Paul said, and I like how God anointed him to say like this, that it's not wrote with ink. Amen. Nor is it wrote in tables of stone like the commandment was, but it's wrote in our fleshly heart and mind. Amen. That we just think that, we live that, and that's the way it is. We begin to look at each other as being part of that living word that's living and breathing and walking and talking. And yes, the Bible tells all about it. Everything's right here in the Bible. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not talking about everything that happened during the fulfillment of it, but I'm talking about how it refers to it. Amen. That's we start there in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, Thessalonians, and many different places. We can see all these things, how it come into being, and then realize. All of a sudden, we wake up and realize, hey, this is taking place. We're there. We're living this part of the word out, see. Glory to God. We have become that. And I know when Brother Brown preached, he would say, we become the word. Well, that was the word for his time period that he was talking about there. Amen. And we rejoice in and praise God in. But now, each day, as the sun comes up, amen, it brings new revelation, new light. Glory to God. So we'll sing that song. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. And then all of a sudden, we realize we are the light. Jesus said, you are the lights of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen. So don't put your light under a bushel or something. Try to hide the way. Amen. Just shine. It don't mean don't go out try to convert everybody, you see, but if God anoints you, amen, to say something and to minister, amen, some way or another, the word of God, then don't hide this truth, see. Amen. Just let it shine out through you. And if God got something for you to say to someone, he'll anoint you, amen, and you can say it with joy. Amen. So now we know that Christ has a sheep heart. Amen. We got a book on that. The sheep heart of Christ is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We have a fairly large book on that. I don't know exactly how many chapters or pages, but it's probably 300 or 400 pages. Amen. That we brought. See, all this has been in the gathering. We've been out gathering And sometime when we're gathering, we just got what was in the corner of a field. And I'm talking about Ruth and Naomi and here, there. Amen, in the corner of the field. Amen, but it was said to the angels, the reapers, leave some handfuls on purpose. Amen, glory to God. So we see all these things has come into being, and here we are right in the middle of it, enjoying every bit of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we become the Word, and that's what that's a miracle that we're seeing now, becoming the glorified Word of God, becoming the glorified wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That part, that feminine part and the masculine part, when Jesus sits on his throne in that great millennium, I'm talking here, he'll sit there as king. Glory to God, he'll have a queen. Amen. And it's the same queen he's got now, see. Amen. He'll have his queen there by his side, and then all the other saints will be around. And I praise God, as I praise God for it every time I read it, in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation, where all those saints are gathered before the throne, praising God, with palms in their hand, rejoicing. And the Bible says they're dressed in white robes. Amen. A wonderful, 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 desirable group of saints. Amen. That dressed that way. But then Paul spoke of a high calling. Amen. Let's go higher, higher, higher. Amen. Then those are the servants of God. Amen. But the wife, she's the wife. She's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which shows it in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7, 8, 9 there. Amen. So all those things, it separates it out. And the thing is, there is no conflict between the wife of the Lamb and those that's dressed in white robes and those that's dressed in fine linen. Amen. They have a mutual respect for one another. Amen. I'm sure that we're going to rejoice and praise God the saints there, that when we see those dressed in fine linen, clean white, of course that's the wife, we'll be that. But when we see those that's before the throne that serve God day and night, and that day and night don't apply to him, but to the day and night, amen, we'll rejoice over those that dressed in white robes. Amen. Those dressed in white robes don't get jealous of the wife. Amen. They just praise God for the wife of the Lamb. And they're so happy to be part of the program of God, those that's dressed in white robes. So those are the things we're looking at today. So there's a group of people that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and we are the wife of the Lamb. We are that group of people. Hallelujah, and we feel it. We praise God for it. We rejoice over it. And we praise God for those that are dressed in white robes, that serve God, that have palms in their hands, that's glorifying God. Great number. Amen. Like the sands of the sea, so many. If you look at it and see, someone asks you, how many people would you estimate being there? Amen. So being absent of a number to estimate it, Psalm just says, out of the sands of the sea. Amen. In other words, looking at the seashore, you'll never guess how many's in there, and you don't care to guess. Amen. You know who you are, you know what you are, and you're rejoicing in the Lord, and you're praising God for all the other works that he's doing. Amen. The works of God and the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they don't conflict one with the other. They complement one another. Amen. So we praise God today for this opportunity to come out and talk to you. Amen. And just talk about the Word and about these great things that God is doing. And I want to encourage you to be happy. Hold your head up. Amen. But not in the sense of saying, look at me, I'm better than you. No, not that way. Amen, but hold your head up in the sense that with confidence, amen, the knowing that you're the wife of the Lamb. Amen, we praise God for it. So let's just bow our head and pray at this time. Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll move by your Spirit. Amen, and bring make these words come alive. Lord, we didn't read a lot of them today from the Bible, just quoted some. But Lord, I pray that these words that have been spoken will come alive in the lives and in the hearts of the people. And from this moment on, each one will have a new courage, a new zeal. Amen. And ready to go wherever God sends or whatever God wants done. Oh, God, I just praise you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Praise God. All right. Why don't you have someone sing for us this morning? Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're just so wonderful. Just so wonderful, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
We've sung the songs of Zion in the days gone by, and the crossing of Chile Jordan we testified, glorifying death and what it would bring, until the Lord gave us a new song to sing. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. Yeah. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision is clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind, like we once testified. For the pure river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. Yeah. For we laid death aside and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision is clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind, like we once testified. For the pure river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. For we laid death aside and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Ben's asked me if I want to say something, and I usually always have something to say. But the Lord gave me something yesterday when Lee and I was working on the book, getting it ready to go to the printer. And it had to do with the new and pure language, because when we got married, the Lord, he gave us a new and pure language to go with that new garment of fine linen, clean and white. And what had come to me was the natural man, you know, natural man out here has a language. And the spiritual man has a language. And when I mean spiritual man, I'm talking about like, you know, with the Virgin and Paul preached, those with the Holy Ghost, they had a language, because Paul mostly dealt with the inner man. You know, that's what he dealt with, the spiritual man, because they didn't have the glorified flesh and bones. So his terminology, that spiritual language he had, you know, they had a certain language that he was preaching. And that was for the virgin. And he laid in, you know, church age word. And that was the language they had coming through the seven church ages. Well, at the end time, then we got restored back to the virgin. And we picked up that Paul's terminology, you know, of the spiritual man, the inner man, the working of the inner man. And there was a language for that. But then when we got married, then we received a new and pure language. And that new and pure language is not in the Bible. It's not wrote in the Bible, because he gave us something that was specifically for us, the wife, and it was a new and pure language, and that language is for the glorified man, the glorified person, the glorified flesh and bone person, and that's what he's been giving us. And as we have received, you know, as we started receiving that new and pure language, taking on the glorified flesh and bones, you know, we would lose the old terminology of the virgin. We'd lose that terminology as we were taking on the glorified flesh and bones, which was giving us this new language that we started to speak. And that's, you know, started changing the mentality as we were picking up all that. So while we were adding to the glorified flesh and bones to ourselves, then we were losing this other that Paul preached for the virgin, that terminology, that type language. So I just praise him for that, what he gave to me, and I appreciate it. And thank you for letting me share it with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So a lot of people don't like change, and I guess that's by nature. We don't like to get out of the way we've been doing things. But I tell you, it's good to know. Amen. What God's doing, how God is moving, and these things, we really appreciate. From time to time, God will give us something that hadn't been necessarily spoken of in that manner before. So we just praise God for it. Yeah, the old language don't seem to fit real good. Amen. So there's a glorified. Yeah, glorified flesh and bone. That's what that was the message. The miracle of becoming the glorified wife of the Lamb, say. Yeah, there's a language. We got a language. And we can talk to someone a little bit, and we'll realize what they know and what they think about the wife of the Lamb. And it just don't take long, see. And it don't mean they're not as good a person as you or someone else, because God didn't accept this on how good someone was or something of that nature. Amen. But he just chose before the foundation of the world. And that's really something, before we were ever born, before we had ever done any good or evil. And it goes both ways for the wicked and other, because it says there about Jacob, you know, was he Jacob and Esau, neither one of them had done any good or evil. But God says, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, based strictly on what he knew. He knew what they would do, what each one would do, and what kind of heart was in each one of them. And so he knows about us, and we just praise God for it. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Yes. Thank the Lord for everything, my wife said. Yeah, amen. So that's good. And we just praise God for all these good things. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we go our way today, Lord, and continue on in the work of the Lord, we just praise you and pray that you'll be with us in that special way for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.